I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by a rugby correspondent. And well, Alec, you're very welcome to Highland Radio Sunday Sport. Well, Ireland started off their pre-World Cup warm-up games yesterday with a victory over Italy. But again, it has thrown up some questions and some headaches for Joe Smith.
It has, and I think the biggest headache is the Joey Carberry one being stretchered off. They said, one report said it's not serious, but Joe Smith mentioned the word ligaments, and I think everybody is very aware that, you know, you can have a very bad kick in the ankle and all the rest of it, but sometimes people would say you're better to break your ankle than have ligament damage. So it's a matter of wait and see, but at such a short notice, I mean, this is what the biggest fear was, because after, with Johnny Sexton, of course, I mean, he being the number one, and then with Paddy Jackson, and what happened to him, that meant that Carberry had to take over, and he's still very inexperienced, but he has been playing very well. And yesterday, during the time he was on the pitch, he acquitted himself well. But, you know, if he's out now for another 4 weeks, young Carty from Connacht, it sort of puts the pressure on him. And generally speaking, you know, it means that Sexton at this moment in time will have to play a lot more game time than I think Joe Smith would have expected him to do.
Some positives, I suppose, out of the game. Ireland did get a victory. 29-10 was the final score. He said he was very impressed with Zen Clane after his performance yesterday as well. Has to be a positive out of yesterday from that point of view.
Well, it's very interesting that you say that. I mean, I don't know what match Joe Smith was watching, but I mean, I didn't think that Clane had a very good game at all. In fact, it's a bit of a bug with me, because I think it's a detriment to Irish rugby at times. I mean, this guy qualified for Ireland a week before this game. He came over here from South Africa. He was a failed South African. He went to Munster, and because he went to Munster, Tadhg Byrne had to actually go to the Ospreys. And of course, then we all know what happened to him. He became the best player in Wales. And that one, I mean, that's my own personal opinion, but I think that, you know, for someone who has just qualified a week to be in with a chance of representing Ireland the World Cup, what about all the second rows playing for Munster, Leinster and Connacht, you know, who over the years have been striving very strongly and are all born in Ireland bred, you know? I just, Parik, it's one of those things I don't agree with any other countries. I think, yes, possibly if your father and mother have come from the country, that's different. But somebody who has had no relations at all in the country, again, he must have been impressed with him. I didn't think so. I watched him quite closely, and certainly with the calibre of second rows around, it'll be very interesting to see what happens. But there has been quite a lot of footage and papers about this, and a lot of people have a very similar opinion to myself. You know, nothing to do with the guy McLean. I mean, he's a hell of a good player and all the rest of it, but the principle to me, Parik, is not right.
Yeah. I suppose up next for Ireland now, they're going to get a bit more of a stiffer test after England's performance today. They play England in Twickenham on the 24th of August, so all eyes on that now.
Yeah, I've taped that game today, but I mean, that was a pretty convincing result. I heard bits of it on the radio when I was coming back from Belfast, and certainly I think that, you know, England deserved it. Not the strongest England team, because they had a couple of cry-offs. In fact, they've had a lot of players on the squad have had to go back to their clubs to rehab a bit. But Wales, of course, had they won today, would have gone to number one in the world. And, you know, maybe it's no bad thing from Wales' point of view, as I'm sure Gatlin will be, because we all know that the teams get into the World Cup with great records and all the rest of it. It sometimes can have an adverse effect, and maybe it's a bit of a wake-up call, and certainly from Ireland's point of view, Twickenham in a couple of weeks' time is going to be a big, big difference to yesterday. Italy didn't have their strongest team out yesterday, and the overall Ireland performance, it was effective. You know, if it had been a Six Nations game and that team had been picked, I think Joe Smith would have been happy. But I mean, they went into double figures and penalties, and that's something that he hates, and you know, that was a secret when they won the Grand Slam. They're only giving away 3-4 penalties a game. Yesterday, I think it ended up with 12 penalties. Okay, a lot of people were a bit ring rusty. It's all right training and all the rest of it, but pressure of the game and everything can happen. But certainly, it'll be interesting to see who he selects in that game against England. But it's going to be a step up, a hell of a lot more than what was against Italy yesterday.
Well, look, Alec, we look forward to that one. And no doubt we will be speaking to you then. Ireland's World Cup pre-matches are currently underway, and a few of them to look forward to. But a lot done with more to do, in your view, Alec.
Yes, I think we'll get a good yardstick. We'll be interesting to see. I think he's got to put out virtually his full strength team, or the team that he feels will start. And that very vital first game against Scotland in the first World Cup game, to see what happens. And I think it was very interesting to watch yesterday. I watched the Australia absolutely take the All Blacks apart. Okay, the All Blacks lost a player just on half time, their big second row, but Australia yesterday threw down the gauntlet and looked a very, very useful side. They're going to maybe peak at the right time. Also, South Africa had a very, very good result, and they have won that championship for the first time, I think, in 13 years. And I think the thing for all Irish supporters to remember is whether Ireland or Scotland, whichever one tops the section, and whichever one is the section winner and the runners-up will meet either New Zealand or South Africa in the quarterfinals, and that, is quite a big task to build on.